At this time, if we had the children come up for our children's message. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good? Well, it's good to see everyone today. I have a picture for you. And, well, hopefully none of you have been in this picture before, but what do you think that picture is of?
A canoe?
All right, or a boat, right?
And a storm,
right? That's right. Now, a storm and a boat, and who's in the boat? All these
people
who are trying to get out of the storm, right? Now, you know, when we talk about storms and boats, how scary is that? You think it's scary? Like, do we ever want to be caught in a storm?
No.
In the middle of the ocean?
No.
Have you ever been in the middle of the ocean before?
Yes.
Like, so deep in the ocean that you can't even see any land before you, or just all ocean around you. Have you ever been? Yes? No?
Yes.
No? Yes, sometimes, right? Yeah. When you go fishing, or when we used to go to Catalina when we were little, I think there was a moment there where you'd be in the ocean. And all you would see is water. But when there's a storm, it's very dangerous. Now, and as Christians, we live in this world. Yes?
So we went to Hawaii once.
All right.
And we were canoeing, and so the people specifically said, like, not to go past, like, the tide. I don't know what it's called. And there was a bunch of, like, waves. And so our boat got flipped over, and my mom got coral stuck in her feet. Yeah, that was not fun.
Yeah, so storms are not good. Riptides aren't good either. You know, but the point is that when we look at storms, the question is, as Christians, you and I face a lot of battles. You know, as sinners, we face the battles that are spiritual. You know, the devil is upon us. The temptations are there. Right? When we worry, when we are struggling with the things that we love more than God. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about here. But we all have those things. And the storm is very real. But the question is, when we talk about, as we saw in the scriptures today about being steadfast. Now, steadfast means what? Immovable. That we do not move. In a storm, do you move? Yes, the boat is rocking. The boat is going upside down. You know, upside down sometimes. The boat is going up and down. But yet, what do we use?
An anchor.
Why do you use an anchor?
To prevent the boat from moving.
Yeah, and the anchor keeps the boat safe, right? And what is so interesting about anchors? What do they look like? What do you think an anchor looks like? What do you think that looks like? Yes. A fish hook, okay, yes?
The cross.
The cross. That's right. Now, okay, so anchor and boat. So stormy seas, and we use an anchor, right? But anchor as the cross, how does that all connect? That in the midst of all that we face,
it saves us.
Now, why does the cross save us? Who goes to the cross to save us?
Jesus.
What does he do on the cross to save us?
He dies for our sins.
He dies for our sins. And when he dies for our sins, he
rises.
He rises and he washes all of our sins away. You know, me and you, when we face trouble, we do fall short in our sin. But when Jesus faces the cross, you know what he does? He doesn't turn away from the cross. He goes straight to the cross, and he goes there to die for each and every one of you. And that's why we are so blessed. Because Jesus dies, he rises, and he gives you everlasting life. And this is where you stay in what Jesus has done for you. So remember, though you face many things in this life, what do you have? You have the anchor. And the anchor is the cross. Jesus for you. for the forgiveness of your sins. Right, Aaron? That's right. Let us pray. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. Lord, you keep us steadfast in your word. And may this word dwell within these children richly as you root them in the anchor of Christ. Bless them in the cross and empty tomb. Lead them and always grant them your peace, knowing that through your work you have overcome the world for them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.